Good evening and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to all the RBN listeners that are listening to us now. No, you're not on the wrong station. This is Current Issues TV. We are simulcasting with Michael Collins Piper's show tonight. And to all the RBN listeners, you will be able to participate in the program. Current Issues TV is interviewing Michael Collins Piper, and we are simulcasting at the same time on his show. As you are aware, if you are a listener of RBN, that at 8 o'clock every night, you will be listening to Michael Collins Piper. Except tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you, Michael, will be on the other side of the microphone. And we will be speaking with Michael about his book that I actually left over there on that desk, and someone's going to bring it to me. His book, his new book, is The Golem. Now, I didn't really know what it was, but Michael is going to tell us why did he name his book The Golem. Again, ladies and gentlemen, to all the RBN listeners, you will be able to participate in the program. You can call, and this time you will be able to ask Michael the questions that you could not ask him as a host of his own show, the Collins Michael Piper Report on RBN every night. So again, to all the RBN listeners, you are listening to Current Issues TV, simulcasting on RBN at the same time as Michael Collins Piper's show. I will be interviewing, of course, most of you know me, Hisham Tilawi at Current Issues. You know me as with the every Saturday you listen to me with Mark Glynn every Saturday at 4 o'clock. And tonight we are stepping in and we hijacking Michael's show. And we will be in the driving seat. Of course, he can pull the plug anytime. You see, he's not that naive, of course. But anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, Michael's book is his new book is The Golem. And let me just mention one thing. This is the station is commercial free. So RBN will be taking breaks, as you normally know, that they will be taking the minute or a couple of minutes breaks. Unfortunately, we will not be taking breaks, but we will we will try to see how we can do this without you losing a lot of information from what Michael is going to be discussing with us. And if you lose any of this information, I'm sure Michael can cover this on his show, which he probably did many times. So again, we will not be able to go to commercial break, but the station will, RBN, will be going to commercial break. And ladies and gentlemen, for you who want to participate in the program, unfortunately, calling the RBN number is not going to help, but we will be giving you a number here in a second. So if you do want to get you a pin handy, and we will also calling out this number many times on the show, but get you a pen.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Called the Golem, and the Golem was then set loose to vanquish the enemies of the Jewish people, but this big monster got out of control and even became a threat to the Jewish people themselves. So therefore the rabbi decided to more or less deprogram the Golem and took away his life force. Well, you know, it occurred to me in thinking about Israel's nuclear weapon that that is in fact what we have in Israel today, a golem. The Israeli people, from the time that Palestine was occupied and the State of Israel was established in 1948, have been dedicated to pursuing nuclear weapons of mass destruction. David Ben-Gurion, the founding father of Israel, even described Israel's nuclear weapons program as being sacred. Well, this nuclear weapons program is just like the Golem. It's ostensibly designed to protect the Jewish people, but in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of a lot of people around the world, Israel and its nuclear weapons arsenal have gotten out of control. Israel is said to be the fifth or sixth largest nuclear power in the face of the planet, despite the fact that the country is not much larger than the size of the state of New Jersey, I guess. But nonetheless, they have this massive nuclear arsenal, which officially doesn't even exist. They refuse to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and they are constantly complaining about other countries in the Middle East developing nuclear weapons. But what no one ever seems to mention, Hashem, is the fact that so many of these other countries are interested in nuclear weapons precisely because Israel has them. Israel has its own golem. Israel has this nuclear monster that I believe is at the center of the problems of the Middle East today. Not just the problems of the Middle East, really, but the problems of nuclear proliferation around the world. And that's what the book is all about, because I think this Israel has gotten out of control. They use their nuclear golem to force the United States to support Israel in hand with their powerful lobby in this country, and we are now in a position where a nuclear war is ever closer to reality, particularly with the constant bellicose threats being made against the Islamic Republic of Iran. So I think it's a real problem. I call it the problem of Israel, and that's what the book is about.
Okay. Now, Michael, I have one of your favorite callers on your own show on RBN, and I think you probably know who it is. Take a guess.
Well, I'll bet it's Jim from Texas.
That's it. Jim from Texas. And let's go to Jim from Texas. Jim, you are on the Current Issues TV program.
Okay.
You got us. Go ahead. Jim?
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What are you and Mike trying to pull tonight with your...
Well, you see, you are listening...
I've practically got carpal tunnel from trying to get through to you from pressing all the numbers and all the different digits. And...
Well, we are, you know, you're listening to the Current Issues TV program, as a matter of fact, on RBN. So we have double whammy here tonight. And we're talking about the new book. Did you get a chance to see a copy of it, Jim?
I haven't yet, but I've heard all about the Golem, but I already know all about the Golem. But the thing is that Abraham Boxman's probably proud as a peacock tonight that you guys are pulling this, you know. It lets him get you all in one room, so to speak.
Right, well, they got us in one satellite, I can tell you. Well, actually, no, different satellites now. Because
no, I don't hear Mike piping up.
He can
notice the piping up. So, Mike, are you there?
I'm struggling to hear your voice, Jim. You're very distant tonight.
I can't hear Mike.
Okay, let's see if we can get the sound to sound better. Okay, can you hear him now?
Can you hear me now, Jim?
Very vaguely. It's like okay. He's in a tunnel and about a half a mile away.
Okay.
I can barely
hear
him.
That's kind of what I'm hearing of Jim, too.
Okay.
I was struggling to listen to what he was saying.
All right. Well, probably we have a little glitch there in the sound, Jim, so I'm probably going to have to... But you can... I mean, I can relate the question to Mike if you have a question.
The question is, Mike, what's the purpose of this other than the fact that you'd like to get certain things out? So what's the purpose of tonight's show?
Tonight's show? Okay. All right. I'll let him ask. I'll answer that question.
That's an interesting question because the purpose of the show is that this is an issue. This is a current issue. It's an issue that's not going to go away. It's an issue that threatens the very survival of mankind. This little country in the Middle East that is occupying stolen territory has already gotten the United States involved in a war in Iraq. Now they want to get us in a war in Iran. And, you know, the pretext for a war in Iraq was Iraq's alleged nuclear weapons arsenal. And the pretext for war against Iran is Iran's nuclear weapons arsenal. But isn't it funny? No one wants to talk about Israel's nuclear weapons arsenal, which is the cause of all these problems in the first place.
Okay. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to us on RBN, we are coming to you live from the AOC studios in downtown Lafayette. You are listening to Current Issues TV, simulcast at the same time on RBN. On at the exact time of the Michael Collins Piper show, and I happen to have Michael Collins Piper with me, and we are talking about his book, The Golem, his latest book, where he talks about the Israel nuclear arsenal. And as a matter of fact, you know, just to ask Jim's question of what is it, you know, with the show, I invited Michael to come on the show so we can talk about this book for our TV audience. And at the same time, we thought, well, since he has his show on RBN, it would be nice to simulcast the show on RBN so his RBN listeners will not miss him tonight. Michael, now, tell me, why is it so important that the world needs to fear Israel's having a nuclear bomb. I mean, is there a problem? Many countries have nuclear bombs, and if Israel has nuclear bomb, and I want you to talk about how did Israel get to have the nuclear bomb without anyone stepping and without anyone interfering for Israel to have the nuclear bomb. So tell me, why is it so important, or is it dangerous for Israel to have it, and how did they get it to start with?
Well, now that's those are two very interesting questions. First of all, we talk about how Israel got the bomb in the first place. You hear the old phrase, by hook or by crook. Well, it was a combination of both. I'm being facetious. I'm not being facetious. The fact is that initially, the French provided massive assistance to Israel in its nuclear development. At the same time, and this is not widely written about, but it has been written about by me based upon some research by a British intelligence historian, Richard McCormick, who wrote under the name Richard Deacon. He documented in his book entitled The Israeli Secret Service that Israel and Red China were engaged in joint nuclear weapons development going back to the late 1950s and early 1960s. Now, I have put forth the suggestion, without obviously any proof, but I think it's an informed judgment, that when China exploded its first nuclear bomb in about 1964, that was probably a joint Israeli-Red Chinese nuclear test. Now, officially, of course, in the official histories of Israel's nuclear weapons program, which of course doesn't officially exist, but I mean in the popular histories of it, we've been told that Israel probably tested its first nuclear bomb, I believe, something in like 1976. I don't believe that to be the case at all. That's my opinion on this matter, but like I say, considering the fact that the Israelis and the Red Chinese were working on nuclear weapons development together, it's likely that that first Chinese bomb was also a joint Israeli-Chinese bomb. In any case, also there were people in the United States government who were illicitly aiding Israel's nuclear weapons program, specifically James Jesus Angleton, who was the number three man in the CIA. There have been a number of stories swirling around Angleton's activities on behalf of Israel's nuclear program, involving the smuggling of uranium, providing them with, intelligence data that they needed for the construction of the weapon, things of this nature. So as I said at the outset, it was kind of by hook or by crook, or a combination thereof. So they've had the bomb for a long, long time, and as I wrote about in my book Final Judgment, and which I write about here again in The Golem, John F. Kennedy was working assiduously to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons. In fact, Kennedy considered Israel's nuclear weapons program to be the centerpiece of his opposition to nuclear proliferation in general. In other words, he considered Israel's efforts to build a bomb to be a primary example of the problem of nuclear proliferation. So, obviously, John F. Kennedy didn't achieve what he wanted to achieve. That's a whole other story for another time, but needless to say, Israel got the bomb. Now, the question...
Now Michael, before you go to the next question of why is it so dangerous for Israel to have the bomb, didn't you? You actually wrote a book, and we talked about it on this program a couple of years back, JFK, and you very much found out that the Israeli Mossad had a lot to do with his assassination, primarily because of his effort to stop them from acquiring the bomb.
Yes, I didn't even want to go into that direction, but just suffice it to say that
the ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people.
The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
That Israel has this wonderful little country where everybody, you know, is singing Hava Nagila, I guess, and doing little Hebrew folk dances. But there's bitter political rivalry within Israel. And over the last several years, friends of Israel, I emphasize this, friends of Israel in the United States and Israelis themselves speculated about the possibility of there being a civil war in Israel. Now, any country that falls into a civil war that has nuclear weapons, you know, you have to ask yourself which side will get control of the nuclear weapons. Another problem with Israel has to do with the fact, vis-a-vis having the bomb, has to do with the fact that there are rising elements, extremist, Jewish extremist elements, that are just as extreme or more extreme than the Islamic extremists that we hear about. There are rising elements of Jewish extremism within Israel's military and within its intelligence community. Now, this is a phenomenon that the average American should perhaps be able to understand, because we're constantly told about, as I say, about Islamic extremism, Islamic fundamentalism. So people have gotten kind of an idea of what that is. They associate it with terrorism. Well, the fact is, there are Jewish fundamentalists, Jewish extremists, who are now in positions of influence within the military and within the government of Israel itself. Avigdor Lieberman has held a cabinet post there in Israel for the past several years. This guy is a racist, a hardcore racist. He's a Jewish extremist of the worst and first order. These elements are on the rise in Israel. Okay, so these are all little elements that come together to tell us that maybe Israel is not the kind of country that we would like to see having nuclear weapons. Well, okay. The answer to that on the part of some people will be, well, thank God that there are nice, decent, honest, moderate forces within Israel. Well, I'm here to tell you that twice, once in 1967 and I believe then in 1973, twice Israel thought about using nuclear weapons. And these were nice, moderate, quote-unquote, centrist governments, not run by people widely known to be extremists. So the fact is, Israel's current government, current regime, so to speak, you know, the current system already pondered the possibility of using nuclear weapons in its history.
This is a country
that's not stable. This is a country also, and this is so important, and you, Hashem, as a Palestinian, understand this perhaps far more than even any Americans are going to be able to understand it.
One thing, Michael, is Israel had demonstrated 2 weeks ago that it is willing to actually kill Palestinians by the mass. Because when they turned off the power to Gaza by preventing fuel supplies going into Gaza, they have demonstrated that they are willing to kill basically millions of Palestinians.
This is probably the biggest concern that people might want to have about the whole Israeli question, not just in regard to nuclear weapons, but in general. And this is what many Americans don't want to talk about because it gets into the subject of religion, and of course you're not supposed to talk about religion, of course, unless you're talking about Islam. But the fact is that there is first of all, Israel is a theocratic state. You can't get away from that fact. There are large secular elements within Israel and perhaps even preponderant. But the fact is that it is a theocratic state, and it is a state that is based upon what can only be described as a racist philosophy towards not just the Palestinians, Christian and Muslim alike, but to all non-Jews. And a study of the Jewish Talmud, the code of Jewish laws that has been laid down, the discussions of philosophy among the Jewish rabbis, a study of this, or I should say studies of the Talmud, will demonstrate to any honest observer that there is a supremacist philosophy, an attitude of superiority, actually a hostility, a deep-rooted ethnic, racial, religious, philosophical hostility put forth in the Jewish faith towards non-Jews. So this country is the proverbial racist state in the classic sense of the word racist. And it is not only, obviously, as I say, the Palestinians currently bear the brunt of it, but the fact is that this general outlook, that's why it is so simple for the Israelis to have gone in there and stolen this land and oppressed the people who lived there, forced them out, put them through hell on earth, because their foundational philosophy teaches them that they, the Jews, are better than everybody else. So it really doesn't matter how they treat other people.
Very good, Michael. We're going to go back to the phones, but before we go, we will, again, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to us on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are simulcasting the Current Issues TV show with RBN tonight, and I am interviewing Michael Collins Piper. He wrote a book. His latest book is The Golem. And it's an excellent book with a lot of information that, believe me, you will not see.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Can't find anything more irrational. I mean, among all of the things I have read about...
Mark, go back to the point you were making. Are you saying that these irrational people will go down and take the world with them? Is that what you're saying?
They will take the world down with them.
So Masada might repeat itself, but we're going to take everybody else with us?
Exactly. I mean, and let's face it, this is not something that I'm making up or something that Mike Piper is making up or something to him. So this is something that they have said themselves. They have said, if we are going to go down, and remember, it was a failed state before it began because it was based upon a flawed idea, which was that there was one group of people who were favored by God over everybody else. So when you start off with a flawed foundation, you know the house is going to crumble.
When you ask God about that, God says no.
About them being the only favored people.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
He said I created everybody equal.
Exactly. And not only that, the thing is, we're fighting this war in Iraq right now, and ostensibly, when this war in Iran begins, it will be based upon the same presumption, which is that we have to prevent these maniacs from getting hold of these dangerous weapons. Well, listen, folks, it's too late. The maniacs already have these dangerous weapons, and they are intent upon using them upon the entire human race.
Mark, what do you think, Mike?
Well, I agree 100% with Mark. I mean, after all, the first major book on Israel's nuclear weapons program by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Seymour Hersh. He didn't win the Pulitzer for that, but Hersh, of course, is is an American Jew who has been a critic of Israel. And his book, The Samson Option, that's an interesting title, too, because The Samson Option is the name given to the theory behind Israel's nuclear weapons program, and that is that if the Israelis believe that they are about to be overrun, or they feel that the country is about to collapse at the hands of their enemies, they, like Samson of the Bible, will pull the temple down around them and kill not only themselves but their enemies. And of course, through the use of their nuclear option. But you know what's scary about the situation is the fact that not only will Israel. Does Israel have the capacity to exercise this Samson option? But they also have the capacity to threaten the world with their nuclear weapons. And no. they have put the United States in a position of being blackmailed. They can threaten the United States and say, if you don't take out our enemies, we'll do it with our nuclear weapons.
Okay.
And that's bad.
Now, Mike, one chapter in your book, you are talking about the merger of the Israeli and the American nuclear power programs. Tell me, what are you talking about there? How did that happen?
This is so extraordinary. I found this out in a magazine called Homeland Security, which is a magazine for the homeland security industry, which incidentally here in the United States is dominated, I understand, by a lot of companies with Israeli connections. Well, it turns out that an Israeli company, which is owned in part by the Israeli government through Israeli Aircraft Industries, which itself is owned... the name of the company is Magal Security, and the bottom line of it is that this Israeli company is providing security for America's nuclear weapons plants and nuclear technology. This is very, very scary. Let's put it this way. Every country's weapons arsenal, one would think, would be sovereign. Every nation's defense system should be controlled by each nation. Each nation should control its own defense. And yet, here, America's nuclear plants, America's nuclear technology are being guarded by an Israeli government-owned company. I mean, this is like inviting the fox into the chicken coop. I mean, it's extraordinary. So in a sense, I mean, you know, we know the Israelis have been stealing nuclear technology from the United States for a long time, but here essentially we've just opened up the door and told them, okay, well now you're in charge of it. It's extraordinary.
Okay, very good, Mark.
I didn't hear a word he said, but I'll just close my comments by saying if the world is worried about the jihadists getting the bomb, it's too late. They got it 30 years ago, and the name of the jihadist country is Israel. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mark. All right, let's get somebody else. Carl. Go ahead, Carl. You're up.
Hi. Like the book you wrote, there's something that brings to mind. It's about time someone wrote a book like this. I've always been questioning religion and belief systems, just like I question the political, what political leaders tell me or preach on the news or to whoever. It has to do with Babylon, Mystery Babylon in the Bible, who a lot of people think has to do with an apostate religion or apostate religious system. And also in 2002, I don't know if you know about it, President Bush was meeting with King Abdullah II of Jordan. I believe it's August 1st, August 2nd. You can go on the internet and Google it, where Bush said we must collectively get after those who kill in the name of false religion. We must get rid of false religion, get rid of religion. And he was talking about the Middle East peace. And there are people like today, like Christopher Hitchens, Sam Harris, Richard Dawkins, and other people who believe that religion or these belief systems are responsible for war, and you have to get rid of religion in order to have world peace. And I was wondering if you think this all ties into it somehow. There's this big deception that we've been lied to for thousands of years about God and our belief systems, and this whole thing could tie into it.
Okay. Michael?
That's a very complex
you,
qu- question because it involves a very it involves a very deep and complex issue. You know, I'm not a deeply religious person myself, but I respect those who are. I consider myself a person of faith, and I don't necessarily believe that although I'm critical of the state of Israel because of its religion, I don't happen to like the religion.
But you know,
I'm very candid
Michael,
but I wouldn't blame religion as the cause of the trouble.
Okay, but Michael, let's not forget, you know, a lot of times we talk about the Jewish religion as if the Jewish religion is still intact from the time of Abraham and Moses all the way down. And we know that the Jews themselves know this fact, that the Jewish faith had went through transformation over the ages, where they themselves will tell you that the Jewish religion of today, it's got nothing to do with Moses.
Oh, well, you know, this is, you know, here's another thing, too, and I kind of touched on this earlier. There are a lot of Jews today in Israel, people who are Jewish, who basically are secular.
Well,
they might even be described as atheists.
Well, they are.
So,
I mean, very prominent Israelis are atheists. Very prominent Israelis are atheists, yes. But they still call themselves Jews.
Right, exactly. So you know, although religion is a major factor here, and religious theology is a major factor here, it is by no means the primary thing here, because as we just said, to bring it full circle, there are a lot of people over there who consider themselves proud Zionists, proud Israelis, and proud Jews, but they don't necessarily even follow the religious teachings per se, and yet some of these people that I'm talking about are some of the people who are very much a threat to the world as a consequence of their hands being on the nuclear weapons of Israel, and effectively through the control of the American political process at the highest levels by the Israeli lobby. They are, in a sense, they put their hands on America's nuclear arsenal as well.
Okay. Very good. Tell you what, we're going to go back to the phones with Cade. Go ahead, Cade, you're up. It's your time. Are you there?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Hisham Tilawi. And by the way, you are listening to the Current Issues TV program. We are simulcasting with RBN, the Michael Collins Piper Show. So don't get confused if you're listening to us on RBN. We are simulcasting the TV program, the Current Issues TV program, with the show, because we are talking about Michael's newest book, The Golem. Do you have a question for Michael?
Well, actually, man, I'm really sorry. I had actually called in about in regards to the Ron Paul campaign and how they're censoring.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Hey, you got some experts, professionals here. Michael, tell me about the Ron Paul campaign.
Well, I think that's exactly right. It is. It's remarkable how it has been censored. That's why they've wanted to stop him from the beginning. They have done everything they can to ignore him, to suppress news about his candidacy. Yes, absolutely. And this has been the phenomenon from the very beginning. That's why American Free Press has always said the media is the enemy.
Now, Michael, do you think, or should Ron Paul now go into the opposition full-fledged with the whatever money he has left and go with a third party?
Well, yes, I do. I think with all the money that he evidently has in the bank, people gave him that money to get out there and campaign for president. I think he's obligated to do it, and I think the very fact that his campaign has been suppressed, that there has been this concerted effort against him, that he needs to use that money to, in the most effective way possible, to run for president and continue to run and run as an independent candidate.
Now, Michael, as we talk about Israel, actually a lot of his enemies have been people who are pro-Israel. Why is that?
Well, Ron Paul has been a classic non-interventionist. He has opposed U.S. adventurism around the globe on a consistent basis, and unfortunately for people who support Israel, that policy is not something that they like, because obviously they want the United States intervening around the world on behalf of Israel. And when I say around the world, I literally mean that, because Israel's interests are far more wide-ranging and reach into dark crevasses in many, many places around the globe that we don't know about. For example, one of the reasons for opposition to North Korea's nuclear weapons program has been because supporters of Israel and the Israelis have been afraid that North Korea's weapons will somehow get into the hands of Israel's enemies. So that has been a guiding factor in U.S. policy toward North Korea. So the point is, again, coming back to Ron Paul, that his policy, if it were followed by the United States, would not have the United States getting involved in Israel's conflicts and or the conflicts of any other country, and therefore Israel's supporters don't like Ron Paul. It's as simple as that.
And, of course, they are all over the place. They own the media, so that's why we see Ron Paul being censored. Kate, thank you for the call. Are you listening to us on RBN, or are you watching the TV program?
No, sir. I'm watching RBN, but I did want to mention real quick, okay. I think the handlers of the Ron Paul people, I think, man, they're falling right into that. We've seen this movie before with Pat Buchanan and other candidates where we go in and we throw in our support, and you know what? We get crashed again, and we're getting kind of burned on it.
Okay. Michael, why is that?
Well, you know, I was disappointed that Pat Buchanan didn't run the campaign I thought he could have run. I frankly kind of had the impression that his campaign was more about lining his sister's pockets than it was about really spending
now,
money.
Do you think Ron Paul's campaign had some insiders who really threw a couple of monkey wrenches in there?
Well, you know, I had Paul Tepeti from the band Poker Face. You can check him out on the internet at pokerface.com. I had Paul Tepeti on my program, and Paul has been an enthusiastic supporter of Ron Paul, Paul Tepeti. And his impression is that there are people in the campaign who may not have Ron Paul's
interests at heart. Okay.
I also tend to think perhaps one of the problems with Ron Paul's campaign is that it got bigger and got bigger faster than even Ron Paul himself would have expected. So as a consequence of that, they were confronted with they realized all of a sudden that they had a national movement and they didn't know what to do with it.
Okay.
Well, now they have all this money, and as I say, coming full circle here, I think they're obligated to spend it.
Okay.
And not on high-priced consultants. I think they need to get out there and buy some hard-hitting television advertising and spend some money and try to put Ron Paul on the ballot as an independent candidate, because the way it's shaping up in the Republican and Democratic parties, there is not going to be much of a difference in either case whoever is nominated by the two major parties. So we do need a real alternative, and here's Ron Paul's opportunity to shine.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are coming to you live from the AOC studios in downtown Lafayette. You are listening to us on RBN Radio Network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are simulcasting the Current Issues TV program with Michael Collins Piper Show. And tonight we spent most of the hour, actually, we're almost at the end, and we are talking, we're going to go back to the phones, we have people waiting, but we have covered his book, his latest book, The Golem. It's an excellent book about Israel's nuclear arsenal, the news that you and the information that you will not hear anywhere else on the mainstream media. And let's go back to the phones with Andrew. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, hi. I got a question for Mike.
Sure.
I was wondering if he was aware, I just saw this in the British Telegraph newspaper a day or so ago, and it was about the Pope, who was apparently forced under an organized Jewish effort to cut out a portion of the Good Friday prayer in the traditional Latin Missal, which apparently was considered, quote, anti-Semitic. It had references to the blindness and the darkness of the Jews in the prayer, and it called for their conversion. And I was just wondering, I'd kind of like to hear Mr. Piper's thoughts on this. How would he have responded to that pressure?
Okay.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I'm very candid about this. There are many things about the Jewish religion that I don't like. I don't like their Talmud. I think it's a very horrible book. Okay, but it's none of.
The Berkeleyites' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The coverage in the Washington Post here, where the stories were repeated stories time and time again. They would take one particular story and explore it from five different angles at different times, and it appeared to be, you know, the way it was written, the way the story was being presented, you would think that it was an all-new scandal that was just breaking. So what I'm here to tell you is that I definitely think that the Catholic Church sex scandals were overplayed for very political reasons.
Well, Well,
so you know, and that's not a defense.
Yeah,
that's not a defense.
I can barely hear Taylor's thoughts. I got little bits and pieces of it, but I was wondering if I could just make one real quick, quick comment.
Very quick. We've got 1 minute left.
Okay, I came across an article in The Economist, and it was entitled Germany's Flourishing Jews. Let me just read you this quick quote. Berlin's Jewish community is now troubled not just by its cultural divide, but also by mismanagement and corruption involving the Russian Jews and the German Jews. It has a whopping yearly budget of $37 million, more than 80% of which is paid by the city of Berlin. Most of the running costs of Jewish synagogues, Jewish schools, Jewish cemeteries, Jewish libraries, Jewish hospitals, and Jewish nursing homes are met by the German state as an atonement for the past. Isn't that pretty incredible?
You know, I guess the Germans are paying for the 6 million Jews they killed, huh? Michael?
You know, I'm losing you there, Hashem, but I will say this much, that it's a fact that here in the United States today, although we ostensibly have separation of church and state, there are certainly hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars going to Jewish religious institutions in this country. Jewish hospitals, Jewish welfare agencies, Jewish public service agencies of a wide variety, and the reason why they say is because it's cultural, not religious.
Very good. Michael, I just have time to say thank you very much for coming on the program, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and again, we came to you from the RBN Network and the AOC studios from downtown Lafayette. Good night, and we will see you next Thursday. Thank you, Michael.